Good morning, everyone. This is Graham, and this is Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. That day, when evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." A few years ago, if something was really good, and if you were in your 20s, you might well describe it as mega. "Oh, we went out for a curry last night. It was mega." Now, that word mega is a Greek word that means great or really big or exceptional. And Mark uses the word mega three times in this passage. Firstly, in verse 37, there's a mega windstorm threatening to swamp the boat. Then in verse 39, Jesus rebukes the wind and stills the waves, and it's completely calm. It's mega calm. And in verse 41, having seen the power and the authority of Jesus, the disciples are mega afraid. Literally, they feared with a great fear. And they were afraid not of the storm, but of Jesus. At this point, they don't really understand who he is. So they wonder, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." They were scared of Jesus. They were terrified. They were mega afraid because of his power and authority. Who is he if even the wind and the waves obey him? Now, Mark doesn't mention this specifically, but in calming the storm like that with just a word, Jesus is demonstrating that he is God. There are three psalms in the Old Testament that speak of God. Psalm 55, stilling the roaring of the waves. Psalm 88, "Who is like you, Lord God Almighty? You rule over the surging sea. When its waves mount up, you still them." And then Psalm 107, "He stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed." Jesus here is demonstrating the power and authority of God himself, the power and authority of his Father. It's interesting, when in chapter 1 of Mark, and I think in chapter 3 as well, when Jesus encounters evil spirits and drives them out, they know exactly who he is. They cry out, "I know who you are. You are the Holy One of God." But at this point in the gospel story, the disciples are struggling to understand who he is. They are struggling to trust him because of their limited understanding of him. And the turning point in Mark's gospel is in chapter 8, where Jesus questions his disciples and say, "Who do people say I am? Who do you say I am?" Who is Jesus? It's so important for us as Christians today to fully grasp who Jesus is. We know he's the Son of God. We know he's the Messiah, the Christ, God's anointed Saviour, King. It's important to know these titles of Jesus. But we need always to remember that Jesus can be scary. His power and his authority are absolute. He has mega power and mega authority. We understand from Scripture that we can call Jesus our friend. We can even call him our brother, and that's a wonderful privilege. But we need to be careful to retain a sense of reverence and awe before him. Jesus is quite literally awesome, and on occasions even terrifying. And we must be so careful not to tame him, not to domesticate him, not to reduce him down to our size. Jesus is huge and powerful and awesome. Even the wind and the waves obey him, and so should we. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your mighty power and your sovereign authority over your creation. Help us to grow in our understanding of who you are, in order that we might grow in faith and in order that our fear may be banished. Lord, please forgive us if we have domesticated you, if our view of you is too small. Father God, please enlarge our vision of Jesus. Help us to see him in all his power and authority, in all his grace and glory. Lord Jesus, we bow before you this morning. You are our mighty King and our loving Saviour. Help us by your Spirit to obey you and to serve you today. Amen.